Where in the world are there bees that couldn't care less about flowers, but sure love to sink their mouths into dead animal carcasses?
Ick, I think you're just trying to make me lose my appetite.
Nope. I guess you've never heard of Trigona hypogea, a South American bee that not only collects meat from animal carcasses, but has more recently been discovered to have a taste for live prey as well. Scientists have seen the bees swiftly raid recently abandoned wasp nests, carrying off wasp eggs, larvae, and pupae, until the nest is empty. They've observed the bees collecting toad eggs, too.
Wow, what's that about? Do they need the protein?
All developing young bees need protein. Pollen is actually very rich in protein. The adults of most bee species feed predominantly on nectar and save the pollen for their younger colony members. These South American bees simply require a different source of protein. Their anatomy reflects their different eating habits. The leg modifications that enable most bee species to transport pollen are largely diminished on these bees. Their mouth parts are sharper, sort of tooth-like. The bees prepare the meat for later consumption by the younger members of the colony by chewing it and then mixing it with sugary liquids, perhaps collected from fruit. Microbes break the mixture down into a viscous goo, which delivers important nutrients to the young bees.
You know, I've noticed that some of our North American yellow jackets have a similar behavior at picnics. They've taken meat from my sandwiches.
Yes, and I've even seen yellow jackets carry off live crickets.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Michael Meyer at Purdue University. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.